Kraftwerk lived in a computer world long before any of us even owned one. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, how the German synth-pop band and its robots are taking over New York. Plus, a live performance from the gypsy jazz guitarist Stefan Rembel. But we begin with Kraftwerk, those German man-machines who saw the future more than three decades ago. Part synth-pop act, part conceptual art project, Kraftwerk set the stage for the sound of electronic music to come with their 1974 album Autobahn and numerous others. Last night, a configuration of the group performed that album, Autobahn, at the Museum of Modern Art here in Manhattan, kicking off an eight-night retrospective and throwing the city into a computer love frenzy. These shows are some of the hottest tickets in town, and we'll open the phones in a moment to hear from you. But we're going to start right here in the studio with the German musician, vocalist, composer, and Kraftwerk fan, Theo Bleckmann. Theo, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I just want to get this out of the way. Yeah. I'm saying Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
I know it's Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk, yeah.
Which means power station.
Exactly, power plant, yeah.
So here they are at MoMA, mm-hmm. the Museum of Modern Art. What does that say about Kraftwerk? I mean, are they a museum piece at this point?
I don't think they're a museum piece, but they're worthy of a museum's attention. They just came out with a retrospective on CD called Der Katalog. And if you've seen their artwork, it should be in a museum. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
And now it is, because these concerts are part of a larger visual exhibition of their work.
And so are their performances. Their performances are very stylized and highly crafted. And they often send out models or mannequins to perform for them.
Or robots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that has been sort of the image that we've had of Kraftwerk over the years, this kind of cool, robotic, very unemotional, uninflected kind of music. Is that really what they're doing?
That's part of it, absolutely. It's very calculated. It's very crafted, Kraftwerk. But there's also an infatuation with technology and a very romantic streak that they're putting into the music. One thing that I really enjoy about their songs is that oftentimes when the vocals are not obliterated through a vocoder or other means of technology, the singing is quite vulnerable. It's mm-hmm. not a professional voice.
Right.
And this contrast between this perfect world and this layman singing is so beautiful to me. It's just extremely touching.
So last night, Kraftwerk began their series of eight retrospective concerts at MoMA, and WNYC culture reporters Jennifer Sue and Richard Yeh talked with concertgoers at MoMA last night and recorded a bit of last night's show.
I told my wife coming in today it was easier to get into grad school than to get these tickets. I spent an hour where I thought I was knocked offline four or five times.
It started out as just another show I'm going to, but then as the hype increased around it, I got more psyched about it. It was kind of fun to just say, hey, I'm going to Kraftwerk, and people, you know, responding, oh, I hate you, I wish I could go. So that was fun.
Some of the folks who were at last night's first concert by Kraftwerk at the Museum of Modern Art here in Manhattan. We're speaking with the vocalist and musician Theo Bleckmann. His latest release, Hello Earth, The Music of Kate Bush, is out now, but Theo has done many, many other things during the course of a long and varied career in the music world. When you were growing up in Germany, mm-hmm. how big a deal was Kraftwerk?
They came up in the early 70s. First, they were a krautrock band and started out as a duo.
Define krautrock.
Krautrock is a British term for German late 60s, early 70s indie rock that sort of was sort of like a jam band with a hippie tinge.
But generally, you know, applied to bands like Tangerine Dream, Klaus Schulze. I mean, people who had a certain motoric, in fact, the German word motorik was used for that.
Yeah, exactly. But it was acoustic instruments most of the time. And little by little, Ralf Hütter and Florian Schneider, who are the founders, started incorporating more and more electronic instruments because of their love and their studies in classical music and their interest in Stockhausen and also Pierre Schaeffer.
So the European classical avant-garde.
Exactly.
And yet, when they hit it big here in the States, and I assume in Germany as well, it was with one of the, as you were saying before, one of the most pop kind of songs. I mean, the singing in Autobahn really is just like a couple of guys who maybe should be singing, maybe shouldn't, but they're doing it.
Luckily, they are singing.
This was a big deal here in the States because it was a non-English language song on American radio.
Yes.
How big a deal in Germany was that?
It was very big. I was 8 years old when it came out, and I remember thinking, you can't be serious with this song. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. There's nothing there. And yet, you couldn't stop listening. Of course, my brother, who was a little bit older, bought the record, and we were listening all day long to this bizarre, trancey kind of music. We didn't really know why, and we thought, oh, over the course of time, they're going to say this is a joke or this is all a big spoof. But actually, it's not. Now that I look back, it's actually more beautiful.
It was 1974, Kraftwerk making a statement with their early hit, Autobahn.
Schalten wir das Radio an, aus dem Lautsprecher klingt es dann.
...1974 hit from Kraftwerk, the German band, and Autobahn from the album of the same name. That's the album that Kraftwerk played last night at the Museum of Modern Art here in Manhattan. 8 consecutive nights of live performances, immediately and impossibly sold out. And there's an accompanying exhibition at MoMA, at MoMA's PS1 space through May 14th as well. We're talking about Kraftwerk on Soundcheck today, and Soundcheck listeners, do you think Kraftwerk is cool, or does the band leave you cold? And if you saw last night's show, what did you think? You can leave a comment on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, or call us, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Theo Bleckman with me here in the studio. Theo, let me read you a comment from Sheldon in Brooklyn, because he's going to something I wanted to ask you about here. For 4 men from 70s West Germany, of all places, to get soul and warmth out of cold electronic machines the way they did was as close to a musical paradox as one can ever get. They changed everything from Detroit techno to New York hip-hop. The DNA of an entire genre of music, Latin freestyle, was based on Trans-Europe Express, which is a song by Kraftwerk that we'll
come back to.
But the idea of 4 guys in Cold War divided Germany finding this kind of voice, was it a function of being in Cold War divided Germany?
Absolutely. I'm sure that it was. And it was also a function of not wanting to replicate British and American pop music. They were very clear that we wanted our own thing, and that was to rely or to base our harmonic and rhythmic patterns on Western European music. So there is no blues in this music. And that was clear from the get-go. And once they had discovered the worlds of Stockhausen and the electronic manipulation through the Minimoog and the ring modulator, there was no stopping them.
So the technology of the avant-garde becomes the language through which they express a lot of things, including from Autobahn on, a love of motion, of movement. Lots of Trans-Europe Express being a great example. Mm-hmm. You know, trains, bicycles, Morgenspaziergang, a morning walk.
Yes.
You know, Autobahn, driving down the highway at high speed. Well, is that kind of like the Cold War German version of the American love of the open road and the open highway?
Probably. I think that it's also a way to get the body into the music. Otherwise, it's completely disembodied, which I don't feel it ever is,
mm-hmm.
even with the robots. The robots are created by humans. No animal ever created a robot. So you need humans to create a robot. And within that, there's always this feeling there's a body there. There's mm-hmm. a person there. There's a feeling person there. Even though the lyrics often are lists, which I love very much, just lists of things where it reveals itself throughout the song, not at one moment, I'm feeling this, I'm so happy when I'm walking, I'm so excited when I'm driving, but it's just lists, and it's really just description, very, very mm-hmm. sobering kind of descriptions, and through the music and through this layman singing, it actually gives me the chills.
We're speaking with Theo Bleckman, who, among other things in a productive musical career, has actually recorded a version of one of Kraftwerk's songs, and that is the song The Model. Now, we can hear a little bit of the original, Theo. We can hear mm-hmm. a little bit of what you've done with it as well. And, you know, the idea that this music, which was conceived of and created in the electronic world, can be brought out of that world, that seems like a pretty subversive thing that you're doing.
That also reflects back on how great Kraftwerk is, because if you take just the pitch material and the rhythms, there's still enough there. It's not because it's such cool sounds on the computer that it works only, but the material itself is very, very
so the song underneath
beautiful.
All the high
exactly.
gloss is... Let's hear a little bit of The Model from the 1978 album The Man Machine by Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk singing in English. There's, of course, a German version of this song, The Model, as well, from their 1978 album, The Man Machine. My guest Theo Bleckman checks in with an acoustic version with pianist Michael Wolny.
Sie ist ein Model und sie sieht gut aus. Sie auch gerne mit zu mir nach Haus. Sie wird so kühl an, sie kommt niemand ran. Vor der Kamera, da zeigt sie, was sie kann.
Kraftwerk's song The Model, sung here by my guest Theo Bleckman in a live performance with Michael Wolny mm-hmm. at and in the piano, doing mm-hmm. some work on the strings inside the instrument as well. So just as Kraftwerk seemed to have played with stereotypes of, you know, Germanness in their music, here you are playing with the stereotype of what a Kraftwerk song
yeah.
should sound like. And we've got a couple of callers on the line. Bob is with us from Warwick, New York, and David is on the line with us from Queens, and the guys have differing views of the band. Bob, you first. Are you a fan
okay.
of Kraftwerk?
Oh, big time. I actually own analog keyboards, but when I was 14, I worked on a farm, and we used to have to go out and pick corn, and we used to listen to Kraftwerk on an 8-track.
Wow. You are dating yourself there, 8-track tape.
Oh, it's cool, because I was dating the girl, and her father had a copy of it, and he was like 50. Wow. I don't know.
Okay.
And the other thing I meant to mention to your guest, have either of you ever heard of the Balonisco Quartet from England do Kraftwerk?
Right, yes.
String Quartet.
Yep.
Yes.
The Balonisco Quartet have a whole album of Kraftwerk covers. But David from Queens, I imagine you're less than impressed.
Hello? 1-2-1-2.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's a pleasure being on the air. Kraftwerk has always left me saying... There was really not that much to grab onto musically, like Tometa Planets or, you know, Herbie Hancock when he came out with Rocket or Afrika Bambaataa, because I never found the rhythmic and the timing just seemed to be so lax. Well, but it might be, I don't know, maybe it's a German-European post-war thing, you know?
It's funny, David, though, that you mentioned Afrika Bambaataa, yeah. Because his big hit, Planet Rock, is based on Kraftwerk. It's a Kraftwerk song,
yeah,
basically.
It's sampled Trans-Europe Express and the groove from Numbers.
Mm-hmm. So we can come back to in a couple of minutes. But Soundcheck listeners, we're asking you about Kraftwerk. They're the buzz here in New York this week. It is simply the hottest ticket in town. Do you think Kraftwerk is cool, or does the band leave you cold? Our comment page is on the website at wnyc.org/soundcheck, or you can call us 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take a quick break, and when we continue, more of our conversation with Theo Bleckman about Kraftwerk, and we'll take your calls and your comments. Kraftwerk's Vitamin from the Tour de France record from 2003. Later on in the program today, a live performance from a Django Reinhardt disciple, the guitarist Stefan Rembel, and his quintet will play live in the Soundcheck studio. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've been talking about the German synth-pop band Kraftwerk and their 8-night residency at the Museum of Modern Art, which began last night. Tickets for the shows sold out immediately, which inspired a kind of Kraftwerk fringe festival around town. In the background, you're hearing a bit from a tribute concert that took place last night at the music venue Littlefield in Brooklyn. This is the accordion player Korn Mo and his take on the song We Are the Robots. Sung in, Theo, I would say, fairly decent German here.
Yeah, very nice.
And as we've already heard, Korn Mo, not the only artist to draw inspiration from Kraftwerk. We heard Theo's version of Das Model a few moments ago. And lots of calls and comments coming in. Let's go straight back to the phones. James is with us from Princeton, New Jersey. James, Kraftwerk, are you a fan?
I grew up in Montreal, and they changed the club scene in Montreal entirely. And it got to the point where the disc jockeys would actually stop playing music and say, let's try something different. And they put on Kraftwerk, and the place went crazy.
When was this? When are you talking about?
Early 80s.
Early 80s. So at this point, Kraftwerk had already proven to be influential in a number of different fields. And Dennis from Brooklyn on the line with us wants to talk about hip-hop, right, Dennis?
Absolutely. Am I on?
Yeah.
Listen, I was a junior in high school when Trans-Europe Express came out. And I'm going to tell you, it was one of those things where a couple of us were down at the old Jimmy's Music World on Fulton Street. So we saw this album with these four clean-cut white guys, and we just took a chance and bought it. And I'm going to tell you, Metal on Metal became one of, like, the biggest breakbeats of the era. It was certainly, like, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It still is.
And then Afrika Bambaataa comes on the picture and changes everything with this song, Planet Rock.
Right in my day, as the people say, live it up, shoot. For work or play, our world is free. Be what you be, it's me. Rock, rock. Planet Rock. Don't stop. Rock, rock. Planet Rock.
nights are hot. Nature's children dance and say the chant on this mother earth, which is our rock. The time has come, it was foretold, so you really got soul. Are you ready?
Afrika Bambaataa's 1982 epic hit called Planet Rock. Theo Bleckman, you recognized a couple of parts of that song,
oh,
right?
Yeah. There was Trans Europe Express, dun, dun, da, 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 that one, and then the groove from Numbers.
Mm-hmm. And the caller, Dennis, mentioned Metal on Metal. Has that... I mean, that's not in this song, but, you know, that kind of breakbeat thing.
Yeah.
That's become... I mean, it's... If hip-hop is the folk music of our time, mm-hmm. then Kraftwerk is certainly part of the folk roots.
Yeah, I think what Kraftwerk really did was to take synthetic sounds and treat them as real sounds, not placeholders for something else. And I think within that lies a huge revolution. And they popularized it and put it in a song form, which before then was really left... to experimental composers.
Right. So these sounds, which had been sound effects,
correct,
now were genuine musical sounds.
Yes.
They were instruments on their own.
And they used musique concrète sounds. Like, they actually took sounds and put them into the music,
mm-hmm.
which was something that you probably know more about.
So if they wanted the sound of a train going by, you didn't need a synthesizer to do a kind of whoosh. They just tape a train going by and
weave
and it into
and
the song.
They used in computer about they used a pocket calculator to make sounds.
We're talking about Kraftwerk. Their 8-night residency at MoMA began last night, and in addition to the calls on the line, there are comments on the webpage. There is Joel Meyer in the control room with some of them.
Well, John, you can probably guess whom we've heard from. Robots Need to Party.
I was wondering if Robots Need to Party was going to weigh in.
He did, or he or she. Actually, we don't really know whether it's a female or a male robot, as it were. But Robots Need to Party from New York City has commented on our page. Enough cannot be said about this band. Their influence is profound, and their sound is certainly not unemotional. In another comment, you can really hear the gears turning. This one is from Simone from Peekskill, who writes, I bought the original album when it came out, perhaps because I was taking German in college at the time. What is it worth now? Everyone thought I was crazy at the time. And then Skink from Manhattan wants to rewind the conversation a bit to something that you and Theo were saying about krautrock. Here's what Skink writes. You and Theo seem like you're describing krautrock as hippie acoustic music. Krautrock began as an aggressive political response by post-war German youth. So, John, that raises the issue maybe of Kraftwerk being part of that post-war generation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were acoustic instruments in the beginnings of Kraftwerk.
The first two records.
Yes, exactly. Right. It had flute and guitar and keyboards in it, so it was acoustically played. And then they added a drum set that they or like a drum machine that they built themselves with aluminum foil and metal plates.
Mm-hmm. So they were a part of that generation.
Yes.
That was growing up in a very turbulent and uncertain time.
Yeah,
and you know, there is a kind of certainty to this music. I mean, very early on, they seemed to know what they were about and what they wanted to do.
Yeah, there's this infatuation with technology and this unattainable love with technology, which I think is a beautiful aspect of this world, of their idea of how to live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, they fetishize technology, but it also fails.
What about, you know... something as simple as a pocket calculator. I mean, what do we make of a song like this? It seems to be dripping with irony. Is there something sincere at the heart of this song?
Yeah, I think I remember when I had my first Texas Instruments calculator. It was the laptop of the day. Oh my God, you could calculate roots, and it was unbelievable. And the lights were blinking, and it was amazing. So there's this love for technology. And I love the lyric says, I'm the operator with my pocket calculator, not off my pocket calculator.
A little bit of the song from Kraftwerk called Pocket Calculator.
I'm the operator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Very quotidian lyrics from Kraftwerk, the song Pocket Calculator. And we're talking with the German musician Theo Bleckmann about the German band who have taken over the stage at the Museum of Modern Art for the next week here in New York, and talking with a number of our Soundcheck listeners about the band as well. John is from Annandale, New Jersey. He's on the line. John, Kraftwerk, friend or foe?
Oh, definitely a friend. Though I was ready to be a foe when they were dropped on me.
Why?
It was about 1980, 81, I guess, when the record Computer World came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a dyed-in-the-wool prog rocker. So if I got keyboards, maybe they were coming from, you know, Genesis or Rick Wakeman. And I wasn't ready for the computer effect, but a friend of mine's repeated playing of that record just convinced me how beautiful it was. And I think, you know, one of the things about the band is they really write gorgeous melodies. And it was something that's, you know, it's not just about the computer sound,
yeah.
but it's that they get yeah. riffs that get into your head. I was going to tell you guys I was listening to a record in a store. We dropped Coldplay's X and Y,
mm-hmm.
And the very first time, and it was the song called Talk. I thought it was the song Speed of Sound I mentioned to your people in the control room, but there was a song called Talk on that record, X and Y, and as soon as the riff came on, I recognized it, and I knew exactly where the whole song was going to go, and it took me months before I realized it was the song Computer Love.
From the album Computer World by Kraftwerk. You can find their tendrils, the echoes of their influence in so many parts of the music world after 40 years. They have toured infrequently. Theo, you're going to get a chance to see them this week?
I just got two tickets from Kraftwerk themselves, actually.
Nice.
Lucky me.
For which night?
For the 17th, for Tour de France.
Tour de France. I'm going Saturday to see this album that we're hearing in the background, Computer World. This is the song Computer Love. The vocalist Theo Bleckmann's latest release is Hello Earth, the music of Kate Bush. He's been with me on Soundcheck today. Kraftwerk is at MoMA for the next 7 nights, the accompanying exhibitions at MoMA's PS1 space through May 14th. Theo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Soundcheck. Still to come, a live performance from guitarist Stefan Rembel and his quintet. This is Soundcheck.